Well, here we are again, nearing the end of another year of home education. Since most Canadian home educators quickly take advantage of what little summer we get, most formal home education programs are done by the beginning of June. By now, if you have not already been visited by your facilitator, you are anticipating their imminent arrival. At this time of the year, most home educators reflect on where they have been and evaluate the success of their choices, including the school and facilitator with which they are associated. And in light of the fact that many parents are likely to be assessing or reassessing their options for registration and notification, I would like to offer you two things. Firstly, encouragement to fully research any potential home education provider, including their history, their track record, and their true motivation for wanting to be involved in your home education journey. And secondly, I want to provide you with information respecting Education Unlimited for your consideration. I want to introduce you to Education Unlimited by discussing three main points. The first relates to where we have come from. This is important as it not only explains our history, but also how it has determined who we are, what we are doing today, and ultimately, where we are leading you tomorrow. Knowing that since your job as home educators is to prepare your children for their futures, it is critical that you align yourself with leaders who have an eye to the future rather than people who may have a more self-serving, short-sighted focus on mammon. Once we have established the parameters for how we have come to be who we are today, I would like to distinguish ourselves from the rest. After all, if we cannot clearly establish how we are different, we cannot claim to be offering a better, if not an alternate, service to parents. After discussing where we have come from and who we are, I will talk about how we are way ahead of the pack, so to speak, in using modern digital solutions to address government, school, and parental administration and resource requirements. The first discussion about where we are coming from will have a historical focus, and the second will be more philosophical, while our third topic in this series will be more of a practical nature. So let's start with a history lesson. Our job takes us to every part of the province of Alberta. A few months ago, my wife and I found ourselves on the road we had not been on for some time. There's an old abandoned homestead on that route that has always attracted our attention every time we have gone past it. We find ourselves wondering what stories those old buildings would tell if they could talk. We usually create possible scenarios that are likely nowhere near the truth. We imagine things that likely involve a perfect family enjoying a blissful, carefree life of nonstop blessings, as if that were even possible. I can imagine, however, that if we were ever to discover the real story behind those buildings, the work, the heartaches, the successes and failures associated with them, our perceptions of them would likely radically change. While we may not know the history of that old abandoned farmstead, we are most certainly familiar with our own homesteading adventures. Nearly 35 years ago, my wife and I purchased a piece of property in the country. Although it was a nice location, it had absolutely no amenities, not even a road to speak of. Like most young families just starting out, we had little money and big dreams. As we continued to work, scrimp, save, and work some more, we eventually built the place we proudly call home today. Now, if you were to visit our place, you would see a nice house in a nice setting with a nice view. But you would not see the hardships, the mess, all the ups and downs and redos, not to mention the enormous amount of work we had to live through in order to arrive at what we have. In fact, most people do not consider that there is a long history leading to most stories. They simply assume that it has always been the way it looks like today. Similarly, when people come to our website, attend one of our functions, or meet with our facilitator, how many consider that there is likely a long story, history, leading up to what we are. Just like the house we now live in does not tell of the days we lived in a tiny house trailer using outdoor facilities in the mud, and those old roadside buildings are silent about their past, today's Education Unlimited is not the same agency it was at its inception. It has certainly grown, and it has developed. More necessary, it has changed. But when it comes to you, the original vision for home education and the mission to serve God by serving families, Education Unlimited remains as steadfast as ever.